Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of June, recording at 9:25 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, another interesting day here. First, a quick review. The Asian stock markets were pretty firm. Interestingly, China did not get any downside follow-through on the small key day reversal that we saw yesterday, right back at the same level as the May high. And most of the Asian stock markets were strong. Hong Kong up 1.25%. We had another surge in Taiwan. And generally firm, as I say, across the boards. European stock markets, however, well, I should just go back to say on those Asian stock markets that a lot of them had started weaker, I think partly, at least partly under the influence of Wall Street's poor close last night. But then those Asian markets rallied and mostly closed near the highs. So once again, Asia showing some pretty good resilience. And European stock markets, well, they started down and deteriorated further as the day went on, closed a little bit off the lows. They were not helped when Wall Street came in and went down following the European lead, so a little bit of leapfrogging here. But then Wall Street staged a turnaround and closed with some reasonable gains. The Dow up 56, better still, the NASDAQ up 9, just over 9 points. That's 0.62 of a percent. And NASDAQ also up. The fright, such as it was, occurred with bonds, which were weak here again today. You've got the gilts and the bunds on their lows, and the U.S. Treasuries in after hours here are down 22/32. So that's another, it's a hit for the second day in a row here. sentiment overall, as you can see with the close on Wall Street, did not carry forward throughout the day. Certainly, if we get all of these bond markets breaking down again, that may well weigh on investor sentiment. I'd be surprised if it didn't, unless it's in the manner of a downward drift. Now, in currencies, the dollar was stronger here today, currently at 82.71 on the U.S. dollar index. It's not a big gain. The euro is down 13 ticks against the greenback. And actually, I see the Aussie dollar is up against the U.S. currency here today. So, a fairly quiet day, actually, and the currencies have been fairly quiet here for the most part recently. Now, elsewhere, precious metals, they weakened. Again, they weakened on the bond sell-off and on the stock market sell-off, so that correlation continues. These things come and go, as subscribers know, but the precious metals closed well off their lows. Gold right now is currently trading down 250 at 652. And industrial metals mixed in here. Looks like a quiet day generally. And softs mostly a little bit easier. Sugar was up. Crude oil, which has really swung around in here today, got up as high as 69.88. The stock market didn't like that. But it closed down. That's an IMAX crew. It closed down 26 cents, or that's what it is in after hours trading, at 68.60. So that would have helped sentiment on Wall Street a little bit, and it probably helped the. No, I was going to say it helped the precious metals to rally. I don't think that was the case at all. I think that was steadier Wall Street that helped the precious metals to firm up a bit from their lows. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, we have to expect a little bit more volatility, and I think that that's likely to be in the form of ranging as often as not. And that's no bad thing, because I had been mentioning, and going back to at least a fortnight, 2, 3 weeks ago, that many of these stock markets were overextended once again, relative to their 200-day moving averages, best seen on the weekly candlestick charts. And I posted a lot of those, as you may recall. So, really, what would be healthy for stock markets is to see some sideways reversion to the mean in terms of those 200-day moving averages to correct that overextended condition. Now, the danger is that if you get sharp downward reversions, that they can become or feel dramatic in the short term due to profit erosion. But suffice it to say, at this stage, that the overall upward trends are still intact. Although some of the stock markets are still, say, overextended, there has been no significant technical damage in here today. It was encouraging to see for bulls to see Wall Street and the European futures contracts that trade on U.S. trading hours or through U.S. trading hours, for instance. DAX futures closed near the high of the day, whereas the DAX got clobbered in here, down 1.5% today. But I say the DAX futures were barely down due to a late rally in line with Wall Street's close. Okay. In other activity here, well, I've already covered the bonds here. We do not want to see those. Break sharply into new low ground, in other words, new highs and running on the yields. That is the single biggest threat to the global stock market move. My feeling is that there really isn't any obvious reason why those long-dated yields should rise sharply at this time. But you know, market sentiment, the crowd action doesn't always need a clear logical reason. It can run on emotion, and that's the risk overall. But at this stage, I maintain the view that well, this is certainly a secular bear market for bonds, as I've been saying since June 2003, when the last secular bull market for bonds ended. I have been saying recently that the sell-off in bond prices was overdone, and we should see somewhat steadier action. And so I'm not looking for a dramatic move on the downside, although it obviously is possible. Again, I'll take my cue from what the herd does, the crowd of investors, in other words. Sentiment will be the driver, certainly in the short term. And precious metals, well, they're kind of friendless at the moment here, but they haven't taken out the support that's near current levels, and that is probably important. If that continues to hold, then we will see some renewed strength. But needless to say, the market's nervous and it's ranging, and there are contango costs here in the short term. And In terms of commodity prices generally, well, it's a firm tone, as you know. The main exception to that has been this predictable medium-term correction that nickel is getting, but I suspect we're kind of over halfway through that correction, possibly a lot more than halfway through the correction. Elsewhere, sugar was firmer in here today. There's a little bit of government involvement in India. India is the second largest producer of sugar in the world, and it's holding back some supplies from the market. I think India's sugar producers sell their crop to the government, and then the government then disposes of it. But as I say, they're holding back some of those supplies, and that has helped firm the prices. Sugar looks pretty bummed out to me. And today, when I finally get this copy up to date, I've had a lot of factors have caused me to be away from my desk quite a bit today, including a very interesting interview discussion. It wasn't an interview, it was a meeting, and that I had at my office here with BP Singh and Vinay Gairola, the two Indian fund managers at Atlantis. And I've written that up, but I've just got a little bit more to do here on the website to give subscribers hopefully some more value for money before I complete and head home. But I'll say goodbye right now and get on with it. All the best.